Surprise me tonight.
By starting the show right now.
Thank you. Welcome.
That gag is getting really old.
But you still do it.
Yeah.
Just like you stole my tagline.
Yeah.
But I got one tonight. Can't wait.
You can't use it till the end of the show.
Welcome to Pajama Party Radio with Stinky and Susie.
I am Stinky.
And I'm Susie, and this is our special anniversary show number 20.
Show number 20.
Where's my present?
There's no present.
It's an anniversary.
It's the 20th show. That's not like a real anniversary.
Are you kidding? Isn't the 20th anniversary like silver or something?
Not for the 20th goofy radio show that you do.
I take what I can get. And this is not radio. This is pod.
It is pod. So I...
Patio.
Patio?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that word.
Patio, which is where we should be, out on the patio, because it is so hot.
It's like Africa hot out here.
And it's been this kind of hot. It's crazy.
It's, well, the heat kind of broke today.
I had to open the windows today. I could not deal with the recycled air conditioning from us. You know, we smoke, we've got the animals, and this air has been in the house for the last 10 days.
It's been, what, 90 plus degrees most days here for a couple weeks now.
And we even live near the lake, so we should be cooler. But
not anymore. That lake is heated up pretty good, so it's not keeping us cool anymore.
It's with the red lava, whatever, of the sun, something. I don't know.
Huh? Yeah, you completely lost
me. My brain is melted.
Hot. You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to cryonics ourselves.
Can we do that?
Just to cool down.
Just to cool down?
Yeah.
I can just go to a cryonics chamber and say, I don't know what they take you down to, minus something Celsius.
They like fill you with liquid nitrogen or something?
I just want to go down to like a nice 88 degrees in my body temperature.
We can do like minus 588. I don't know, you know, if we can.
I just want a little, just a splash of cryonics.
Just a splash of cryonics? We could arrange something.
Just a titch of cryonics, please.
So.
But I was thinking about cryonics. Thank you for bringing that up. And I, you know, my mind sometimes goes in different fashions.
When it melts.
It just goes to anything cold, and that would be cryonics. So I started thinking about criminals and cryonics.
Yes.
And if you've been sentenced to life sentences, can you be cryonicked?
That's cheating. I would think when they unfreeze you, they get to put you back in jail.
This was my question. I did do a little research because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to be authentic. Like Eddie Izzard, I do a little bit of research.
Passive research, not
passive
active
research.
Right.
I don't go find it. I wait for it to come get me.
Yes.
Well, this is what came and got me. Is that if you've been sentenced to death, they're killing you. You pretty much can't be cryonicked. Because if you're brain dead... Actually, the website I was reading was interesting. Because they said pretty much, we don't know if cryonics works to begin with. But if you're brain dead, it's even less of a chance.
And this is a company that's trying to sell you this
thing. That sells the service, yes.
and they're saying, we don't know if it works.
Right, but...
But give us lots of money.
There's less of a chance if you're brain dead. So if you've gotten the old needle or visited old Sparky, you can't be cryonicked.
I would imagine not.
But I'm wondering if you are, you know, some mass killer in a non-death penalty state or just had, you know, a more lenient jury, then you've gotten 3 or 4 or 20... consecutive life sentences, so you're never getting out. Can you be cryonicked?
Don't know. I think they would get to put you back in jail as soon as you're thawed.
That's what I think, so it wouldn't be worth it.
No, you'd actually be adding to your time, I would imagine.
Because it's life sentences. It's not like 400 years, and then you could, you know, say, okay, I want to be cryonic for 402. Ha-ha!
Ah, yeah, I see an out
right,
from
but
system.
I'm saying if they're life sentences...
I don't think we'll ever have to worry about it because cryonics seems like a big steaming load of horse shit to me.
But you know that, I probably agree with you on that, but you know that some criminal somewhere is going to have arranged to be cryonicked and it's going to become an issue regardless of the fact that at the back end they probably can't bring him back.
You ever seen...
So I want to get this political discussion done and over with on Pajama Party Radio.
I've seen a...
Patio, sorry.
a show is...
My brain is melted.
I know, your brain is like a Snickers bar that you left in your pocket.
Oh, it's bad. It's too really many nuts. Gross. Too many nuts.
Yeah, but it's kind of melty and full of nuts. Mm-hmm. So, no, I seen like a show... Scene? Is that...
That would be wrong.
That would be wrong English. I seen this show about cryonics.
You've done seen this show.
I've done seen the show about cryonics on like History Channel or something once before. And these ghouls who do this are... they're like hovering over guy's deathbed, just waiting to cut his head off the moment he died. And it's like they throw the body as soon as you're dead.
Mm-hmm. They like throw you in ice.
They pack you in ice and then cut your head
off. And give you blood thinners.
Yeah.
I saw that on ER once. They give him a lot of Coumadin.
Yeah, and they like pump you full of antifreeze or something. I think they like pull your blood out and refill you.
I think they do that at the cryonic center.
Okay.
The hospital they just pump
a little flush and fill.
Right. No, you know, not unlike embalming, I guess.
I suppose so, but I don't know, just a load of crap.
Well, I just know that the head is a lot cheaper than the whole body.
You know, I got a better way for us to cool down.
How?
A way that we're enjoying right now that we should inform our listeners
make
about.
Make a slurpy sound. No, I meant put the straw at the top. There you go.
I'm sure that sounds very disgusting on the
not
your
as
speakers.
Not as bad as the peep in my mouth.
But...
Nothing is as bad as the peep in my mouth.
Don't remind me that you ate that on the air.
Was
that,
I productive today, baby?
That slurping sound would be me drinking Susie's brandy slush recipe.
Love and, brandy slush.
This is, it's the best of all summertime liquors, really. And go on a little bit how it's made. Tell everyone what the recipe is for this.
Here's the recipe.
Okay.
You take 5 cups of boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
4 bags of green tea.
Has to be green tea. Didn't we
Has
try it with regular tea once? It didn't work.
I would never even think to try it with regular tea.
I thought we
tea.
Did, though,
no,
once.
Never. Okay. 1 cup granulated sugar. 1 16-ounce can frozen lemonade concentrate. 1 16-ounce can frozen orange juice concentrate. This says 2 cups brandy. And then you need lemon-lime-flavored carbonated beverage.
Well, when you say... 2 cups brandy, that's really low, isn't it?
Well, you can't actually use way more than that because then it won't freeze.
It won't freeze. So you take this whole shebang. Well, finish reading your recipe.
So you steep 2 cups of boiling water in the tea bags together, and then add the sugar to dissolve the sugar in the hot water. And then I always just leave it in the pan, and I throw in the juice concentrates because they're not usually completely thawed, so the warm water helps them thaw. Add the rest of the water. Let it cool a bit. Add the brandy. Mm-hmm. Throw it in a big ice cream tub because this makes kind of a lot. Throw it in the freezer until it solidifies.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's solid-ish, scoop it out and then pour lemon-lime carbonated beverage over it. We prefer 50-50.
50-50 is the only way to go.
Little tart because this is a little bit sweet with the sugar, and so you add the tart soda. Tonight we're actually using Ruby Red Squirt because it's what I found.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you can't get your hands on 50-50, maybe like a squirt or something would work. We tried it with 7-Up and it wasn't quite right. The same.
No, more of a sour soda, not a sweet soda.
Yeah, and...
But today I did something special.
What'd you do?
I added food coloring.
Oh, that, yeah. It's,
because it's kind of a dingy brownish yellow. It's not a bad color by any means. You could throw, you know, some sliced fruit into the mix as you're freezing it.
Make
it
like a little
to.
Freezy sangria kind
you
of
could.
Thing.
You could. It
would
be
almost.
Pretty. But it's, you know, it's not necessarily the world's most attractive color, and I like to play with food coloring. So I made it green.
It is nuclear plant green right now.
I did use neon blue to make it this color.
Neon blue plus the yellow equals a very vibrant
green. And
green.
If we were using white soda like 50-50, it would be pretty.
But it's pretty right now because we poured that red soda on top, and it kind of splits into layers here.
It looks like blood.
And we've got red on top and green on bottom. It's a very festive Christmassy color.
Yes.
But really, this is the best of all summer
it's
drinks.
So
it
refreshing.
Is great. You, like I said, you take a couple. Well, you pretty much fill your glass with the frozen stuff and just
right, with an ice cream.
Pour soda over the top of it. And it doesn't freeze solid like ice cream does.
It should.
It depends how much liquor you put in.
Right. It doesn't become like an ice cube. It's a slushy. That's why it's called brandy slush.
Right. Because the liquor keeps it from freezing a little bit.
Right.
But it's good stuff. You guys got to make some of it. And
throw it in your freezer and it's wonderful.
And if you need the written recipe or whatever, just shoot us an email. We'll be glad to give it to you.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But it's a... Like I said, we poured that red soda on top of the green right now, and it's kind of split into layers.
Yeah.
I want you to tell your story about your mom's Rainbow Punch.
Well, you know, sherbet punch. Everybody grew up with sherbet punch on holidays, where you just take, like, orange sherbet or strawberry sherbet or lime sherbet, throw it in a punch bowl, and then you throw, we always threw white soda on top of it, and it fuzzed, and, you know, it was good for kids, and it's a nice non-alcoholic drink. Mm-hmm. There you go, in a punch bowl. Well, my mom one year, I don't know what was going through her mind, because my mom's not a stupid woman by any stretch, but she bought rainbow sherbets, where, you know, you got the clump of orange and the clump of red and the clump of green, and it's all kind of swirled together. And we were making the punch, and we said, Mom, what's the deal with the, you know, did they not have a solid color sherbet? Because the sherbets do, there's a little taste difference, but there's not a whole lot of a taste difference between them. We said, did they not have a solid color sherbet? And she said, no, I thought it would be pretty to have it be all those rainbow colors.
Like it would swirl together in the bowl.
So she thought that it was going to melt in those individual pockets.
And stay in stripes like
And stay in stripes like that. And so that year we had some really nasty brown punch. And that's when I decided I liked to play with food coloring.
Yes, yes.
She wasn't even drunk at the time.
Well, you know, maybe her brain had melted like ours has.
Well, at least I did not make brown brandy slush. I made green brandy slush.
Well, it's tasty. It's certainly tasty, and I can see a lot more of these in my future.
Now that I have the downstairs fridge, I can just, like, stockpile. We have to eat those 5-quart things of ice cream and just fill them all up with brandy slush.
That's the problem with brandy slush in the summer, is it edges out
food
in our freezer.
But now we have the second freezer. We have the brandy slush freezer.
There you go. So,
because I always grew up with that second refrigerator in the basement.
Well, I got a use for that second refrigerator here, too.
Yes,
with,
you do.
With my latest project.
Tell them what you've been working on, babykins.
I am brewing up liquor out in the garage.
You are such a hick.
It's a proud family tradition.
You are such a hick.
So, I've got a...
Making rot gut.
Well, it's not rot gut yet.
It might be.
Oh, I tried some last weekend. What I'm making is
You're not blind yet.
Not yet. But I'm making hard cider out in the garage. And it wasn't too bad. I tried some on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
When I did the first swap in my containers to get the dead yeast
out
of the bottle.
You let it distill for like 10 days.
Right. And what I did is I started with just 3 gallons of cider.
Regular apple cider. Purchasable in any grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Although you want to make sure you get kinds that don't have preservatives and things like that. And as close to natural cider as you can get. Throw that in a big glass. I got a 5-gallon glass bottle. And throw that in there with some yeast. Put an airlock on it. Let it bubble away for a week or two.
Yeah,
I added a couple cups of sugar. And that's been bubbling away for about 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, I drained the dead yeast off the bottom, and I got to do that a couple more times, like for the next few weeks, just every week, siphon off the dead stuff.
So now I have this still-looking thing of 2 5-gallon glass bottles, some air tubing, and a mysterious brownish liquid.
It's getting less brownish as I get the yeast off it. It's turning a magical golden hue.
And yesterday, right now, when you went to work, you left the garage door open.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't know it till I went to walk the dog, 4 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, what the neighbors must think of us.
We're lucky the revenuers didn't see it.
Right. Well, I don't know that they didn't, but I quickly closed the door.
So, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's only illegal if you distill it.
Isn't that what we're doing?
No, we're fermenting.
Oh.
You can ferment, and there are rules about...
I didn't know you couldn't distill your own.
Nope, you can't. You need a federal, like, tax stamp or something to distill your own. That's why moonshining is illegal.
Well, I thought that was because you were making, like, white lightning and it was going to kill people.
Well, that could happen, too.
It's not that much different from meth, I guess.
No, in Wisconsin, I think the law is you're allowed up to, like, 25 gallons a year of, like, homemade beer and things like that before you have to start paying taxes on it.
I just have to say one thing.
Hmm.
I love brandy slush.
It's tasty. It's getting you going, huh?
Yes, it is.
Well, so I tried some of that cider on Saturday.
Yes,
and I drank about 12 ounces of it, and it's still a little rough because
it's
young.
Yeah, your tummy was not great.
It's young, but...
quite a buzz.
It got me hopping. It's mm-hmm. working. There's mm-hmm. It's strong compared to cider that you'd buy in the store.
Which we still have some of, by the way.
We do, we do. And most, like, bottled cider from the store is going to be...
Like 8%.
It's about the same strength 8%. As beer, so it's probably, like, 6-7 tops. Maybe a little stronger than beer.
I want to say 8, but still, we're not talking about a lot.
And I don't have the equipment to measure the exact percentage in mind, but with...
Sure you do. You got a brain and a toilet.
With the yeast I use, they were saying probably between 17 and 20% alcohol. So it's...
Champagne yeast.
It's got a kick to it. So.
Champagne yeast.
Yes. So we'll see, you know, in a couple of weeks when we do show whatever and I'm
30 and you better have jewelry
blind,
for me.
You don't get anniversary gifts for the show.
I should. I work hard on this.
Work hard on this. We did about 5 minutes of prep before we turned on the microphone.
What do you mean? I made the brandy slush.
Did you make it just for the show?
Yes.
Well, then there you go. You worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
So... What else is on our list of things to talk about tonight?
You make it sound like there's this list. It's not a list.
No, it's like three items scribbled on a sheet of paper.
No, but it's... this is the all liquor show, I think.
It is the all liquor show. We have the world's most magical liquor
to talk about. Yes, we do.
Susie, well, no, I found it.
You found it. And
you
I
drank
said,
it.
We must have this.
We were in the grocery store the other day, and I just... Well, Susie was shopping for, I don't know, probably some girly bits or something.
Excuse me?
I don't know. You were
what
in some
do
aisle.
I drink traditionally?
You were in some aisle that I didn't want to be in, so I wandered over to the liquor section.
Okay, I think I was looking at ice cream cones, to be honest.
Oh, okay. And in the liquor section, I found...
A magical brown bottle.
A magical bottle. Creme brulee flavored liquor.
Liqueur. It has a U in it. Liqueur.
And, this stuff's amazing.
Uh-huh.
It tastes so good.
Uh-huh. And it can even be at room temperature. It's very good.
When it's warm, I like it better.
Straight from... Well, I didn't have it over ice. I have no idea. When did you have it over ice? You drank it without me?
I don't think so.
It's my bottle.
Ugh. I know. Susie yelled at me the first time
don't
I took a sip
Bogart my
out of
bottle.
It.
It's a girly drink. You wouldn't like it.
So, hold on 1 second. I'm going to pause this while I go get the bottle. We're going to do shots on the air.
You are not.
Hold on. Okay.
Give me my bottle.
I got
one
the bottle.
You. Just Desserts Original Creme Brulee Cream Liqueur. They also had a mint patty
and
a chocolate chip cookie.
It barely qualifies as liquor, though. It's only, 4% alcohol?
Chocolate chip cookie, thin mint chocolate cookie are the other flavors. 12.5%? More than beer.
Well.
More than beer!
It was also $25 for that little bottle.
It's not a little bottle. It's a regular size bottle.
A 750.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's
here we
pricey.
Go. You ready to hear me glug?
We're not going to do shots. But we're just going to pull right from the bottle.
Mmm.
Good stuff. My turn. Give me some.
What?
Give me a sip.
I'm sorry.
Give me a sip.
I've not understood. You have to speak up.
I don't want to. Don't make me domestic violence you.
The mumbling. It doesn't work.
Good stuff. Oh, that's magical.
Glug, glug, glug. I don't know how it's going to go with the brandy slush, but...
You'd need just an absolute fortune to get drunk off that stuff, but it's
just
tasty.
The one bottle, really.
What I'm seeing in our future is that plus ice cream plus blender.
Oh.
So.
I'm going to leave now.
You're going to leave now?
You finish the show.
Well, we'll wrap up the show here so we can continue to get our buzz on, because this is just our liquor night. You know, we don't drink... too much anymore.
You finished the show. I'm not here anymore. Don't even talk to me.
So that's this will be our thing tonight. We're just going to...
Boom goes the dynamite.
We're going to wrap it up right here. That's your new catchphrase?
That's my new catchphrase. My sign off. Because you can't have it.
We'll use that one on our next episode.
I'm using it now.
Well, we'll tell the whole story behind it next
Whatever.
Episode.
Whatever. I don't need to tell a story. I just need to say it. Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite.
You,
I said it.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Even say it.
I'll take it back. I didn't say it.
Say it backwards.
What?
You know, today, move.
Okay. There we go. I've taken it back. So that's it for our show tonight. Kind of short, kind of stupid, but there we
but
go.
It's hot.
Show 20. It is hot. It's
make
gross.
It all the time.
We're going to wrap it up here and I think just go put our ass in a bathtub full of cold water and drink for the rest of the night.
Oh, how romantic. You remember our first date.
That was one of our first dates. It was 9,000 degrees out. You had no air conditioning.
Right.
So we...
You didn't have air conditioning either.
No. So we sat in your bathtub.
Yes, we did.
With ice cubes.
And cocktails, I believe.
Yes. And I think we're going to go do the same thing. We're going to reenact that magical evening right now.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. This has been Show 20, the All Liquor Show.
You can email us at pajamapartyradio@gmail.com.
Or you can visit us on the web at pajamapartyradio.blogspot.com. And as always, any questions, comments, complaints, requests for recipes, just email them to us. We're always glad when we get mail from our listener.
Feedback.
Yes, we like it. So, thanks for listening.
Boom goes the dynamite. Hey, man.